Can you talk about where we are with Protocol R04 for rectal cancer?
Protocol R04 is a neoadjuvant study, meaning preoperative study for patients with potentially operable carcinoma of the rectum. So patients got an adenocarcinoma of the rectum. The surgeon feels that it's not fixed, so we could do a potentially curative resection. We offer patients neoadjuvant chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and then the patient goes to definitive surgery. R04 started out looking at comparing the standard approach, continuous infusion 5-FU, during the radiation therapy with a new approach and possibly more effective and more convenient approach using oral capecitabine or Xeloda with radiation therapy. And in fact, that study now has accrued over 300 patients to examine the efficacy and the toxicity profiles of Xeloda versus continuous infusion 5-FU given with radiation. However, about a year ago, we were very interested to see the results of a number of pilot studies done, which also incorporated oxaliplatin into the neoadjuvant setting. One of these studies was reported by CALGB. It showed a complete pathologic response rate in their pilot study of about 25%. Another smaller study was earlier done by the ECOG group that also showed preliminary but interesting results. So we've modified Protocol R04 now to make it a factorial design. Half of the patients, in addition to receiving a fluorinated pyrimidine, either capecitabine or continuous infusion 5-FU, also receive oxaliplatin. So there are four individual treatments in a 2x2 design. Didn't need to increase our sample size because we're looking for a superiority of adding oxaliplatin. That sample size is around 1,600 patients that would be required to complete the trial. And so that addendum has been sent out to our membership recently and should be activated, or it has been activated, but should be coming online very soon.
What do we know about side effects and tolerability of fluoropyrimidines plus oxaliplatin with radiation therapy for rectal cancer?
What we know comes out of these pilot studies that I mentioned, and it's very important that severe diarrhea is a potential side effect when we give high-dose pelvic irradiation combined with a fluorinated pyrimidine and oxaliplatin. And in fact, there were problems with severe diarrhea in the pilot studies that required some modification in our phase 3 trial. We decreased the number of doses of oxaliplatin in the phase 3 trial by one dose because of this increase in toxicity. And we advocate very careful monitoring, and if the patient develops diarrhea during treatment, to interrupt the weekly doses of oxaliplatin and also to interrupt the fluorinated pyrimidine. So the major side effect that we're concerned about is diarrhea with dehydration, and that is going to require very careful monitoring.
Do you think there's a role to consider oxaliplatin in the neoadjuvant setting off protocol right now?
One could make the argument it's an active drug in this disease. We haven't proven that it will add to the treatment benefit, but we know that oxaliplatin-containing regimens for metastatic disease have definitely increased response rates and improved survival. So I think one could make a rationale for doing that. I think if the clinician decides to do that, great caution should be exercised because of the potential for greater toxicities.
The initial design of the study comparing capecitabine and 5-FU was a little bit controversial. Chris Crane wrote an editorial in the JCO specifically criticizing that as not the best use of research resources. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts about that?
Well, in rectal cancer, one of the major advances in the management of this disease was actually showing that continuous infusion 5-FU, when given with irradiation, was better than bolus administration in a paper that we published in the New England Journal back in 1994. And it showed a significant improvement, not in only local control, but also in long-term survival. So that is a pretty solid result based upon a well-conducted, prospectively randomized trial. To go to an alternative because of convenience without demonstrating non-inferiority, if you will, might be considered a leap of faith. We wanted to take a stepwise approach and demonstrate that a more convenient oral method of treatment was not going to jeopardize or significantly decrease the treatment efficacy that we had already established. And so that was our rationale in conducting the randomized trial. And it's very interesting that some predicted that there wouldn't be much interest in this trial and that it would languish. But as I mentioned, we have over 300 patients randomized so far.